USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Labor Secretary Alex Acosta insists he got the toughest deal possible in the sex trafficking case a decade ago involving billionaire Jeffrey Epstein. Democratic Congresswoman Catherine Clark believes Acosta's statement was lacking.
There's no apology today. There's nothing that says, I regret this. We've just heard blame shifting and evasion. And we need to hear those words, that there will be responsibility and accountability.
Vice President Pence said the Trump administration was pleased to see Acosta step forward to explain the 2008 plea agreement. After a storm swamped the city of New Orleans, concerns are growing that even worse weather is on the way. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards declared a state of emergency as tropical storm and hurricane watches are posted. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrim for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved. I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Iranian Islamic Revolutionary Guard boats tried but failed to seize a British oil tanker in the Persian Gulf, according to two U.S. officials with knowledge of the incident. They say the British oil tanker was surrounded by five Iranian Revolutionary Guard boats that were armed and aggressive. They tried in unison to make the tanker shift course and go into Iranian territorial waters. A Nevada congressman called for the resignation of Energy Secretary Rick Perry. Stephen Horsford's demand came after the department acknowledged multiple shipments of low-level radioactive waste to a site north of Las Vegas and may have been mislabeled and out of compliance with safety regulations for years. Serenaded by a mariachi band and surrounded by factory workers in Mexico, the last Volkswagen Beetle rolled off the assembly line. The stonewashed blue Beetle won't be for sale. Volkswagen says they're putting it in a museum. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Cameron Boyce's family has confirmed the descendants and Jesse Acker was being treated for epilepsy before having a fatal seizure over the weekend. Boyce was only 20 years old. His sudden death prompted an outpouring of love from celebrities, including his former cast members, Peyton List and Adam Sandler. Boyce's family issued a statement to People magazine offering more details about Boyce's health in his final days, noting his tragic passing was due to a seizure as a result of an ongoing medical condition, and the condition was epilepsy. The family is continuing to ask for privacy so they can grieve his loss and make arrangements for his funeral. Twitter is updating its hateful conduct rules to include dehumanizing speech against religious groups. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The social media company is saying yesterday it will remove tweets that target specific religious groups, saying also any previous tweets with offensive language will also be removed, but it wouldn't cause the user's account to be suspended. The rule change coming at a time of rising violence against religious minorities all around the world. Some organizations believe many attacks are inspired, or at least in part inspired, by hate speech that appears on social media. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.